It's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Mi, and welcome to Podmas Day 26. I hope you're doing great. I hope you had a really good Christmas and spent it in a way that you enjoyed and all of that. I am sure I had a good Christmas. I am recording this ahead of time, but I'm really excited. I'm kind of late to the party. I did look at my Spotify Wrapped the day it came out, but I am going to be reacting to it. I thought I would save posting about it and everything for this episode so that I could react to it with y'all. So I'm really excited. I was kind of trying to think, what episode do I want to do for the day after Christmas? And I was just kind of like, I don't know. So we're gonna try this. I'm excited about it though. So I'm actually going to react to my personal Spotify Wrapped, and then there's a Spotify Wrapped for podcasters, which I think is the best thing in the world. I think it's so great. And so I'm going to react to that after I react to my personal one. So let's go. This says 2023 was a feast for your ears. You listened to 13 genres. How did your taste stack up? So my top five genres were pop, Broadway, or top four. Pop is like a majority of the sandwich graphic that they have. Pop, Broadway, Christian alternative rock, and contemporary country. So that's kind of interesting. So the place that listened most like me was York, UK. People there are far more likely to be fans of Maisie Peters, Taylor Swift, and Paramore. So I think I should probably visit York, because yeah, it sounds fun. Now it says you played 763 songs in 2023, and my top song was, drumroll please, it was Bejeweled by Taylor Swift, which I am not surprised. I love that song. You played it 22 times this year, starting on June 15th, and it still sounds perfect. Yeah, pretty much. Also, only 22 times sounds so weird. I must not listen to music on Spotify as much as I think I do, because I know I played it more than 22 times. All right, this says you had room in your heart for more than one favorite. My top songs were Bejeweled, Antihero, Castles Crumbling, There It Goes by Maisie Peters, and You Don't Do It For Me Anymore by Demi Lovato. So I can explain the You Don't Do It For Me Anymore. I like to play that song and pretend I can sing like that because it's a very like vocally unique and probably vocally challenging song, and so I just really like playing it. So I'm like a little embarrassed that it made it on there, but that's okay. There It Goes by Maisie Peters. Oh, I love that song so much. I really thought Maisie Peters would be like more on my Spotify. I actually think I bought Spotify Premium like this year, so I probably didn't listen to music very much until this year or until like summer. I forget when I finally got Spotify Premium. Cannot speak, sorry. But Bejeweled, Antihero, and Castles Crumbling, that checks out. Like, of course, it's like my like middle three songs, Antihero, Castles Crumbling, and There It Goes, are like kind of like, do you need help? I'm not sure. But I love those songs. I definitely do. All right, moving on. Time is a construct, but we kept track anyway. I listened to 16,840 minutes. So, yeah, I peaked on July 7th at 430 minutes. So, I feel like that is probably, I don't know, what is July 7th for me? I don't know what that was. So, I don't know. You listened to 218 artists this year, but one came out on top. Unsurprisingly, it is Taylor Swift. I'm a top 3% fan, and I spent 3,352 minutes together. So, decent, you know? My first artist, Taylor Swift, peak listing month October. My second artist is Maisie Peters, peak listing month August. If y'all don't listen to Maisie Peters, y'all need to. My third favorite artist is Paramore, peak listing month August. Fourth is Selena Gomez, peak listing month August. And my fifth is Demi Lovato, and I don't think it told me like my peak listing month for her. And then I got a really, really cute little video from Taylor Swift, which was very sweet, and I really enjoyed that. I loved watching it. All right, the next thing says, has anyone ever told you that you're a great listener? Well, you are. You spent 9,766 minutes with podcasts this year. Your top podcast, my first one is A Better You by Fernanda Ramirez. I found her on YouTube and I love her show. My second is The Bad Broadcast, which I think has been on my Spotify Wrapped for a while now. My third favorite is Fun on Weekdays. Very good podcast. Really, really love it. My fourth is C'est La Mie, and I will say that I listen back to almost every episode just to make sure that there aren't any glitches like the day it releases. So that's probably why. And then my fifth favorite is Our Golden Twenties, which I really love, and I had them on my podcast, and they're just a good show. So I really enjoy that. So I listened to A Better You for 768 minutes. I am a top 2% fan, so that is great. And then apparently they have a listening style, so I am a cyclops, which I'm not really happy about, to be completely honest. When it comes to your listening, you're loyal and devoted. You like to focus on one genre, sometimes while wearing a monocle. That is a really tasteful way of saying that I like what I like and I really don't do anything else. So that's cool. All right. I feel like my Spotify Wrapped checked out. It seemed very much like me. I wasn't surprised really by anything, except for maybe Demi Lovato on my Spotify Wrapped. I don't listen to her that much. I just think it's that one song. But yeah, I feel like it was really good. All right, moving on to my Spotify for Podcasters Wrapped. Oh my gosh, I am such a fan of this. And guys, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. You'll see. I'm so excited. So I get this thing, this notification on the Spotify for Podcasters app, and it says like your 2023 Wrapped for Podcasters is here. And then it just says explore your Wrapped. So I clicked it, and this is what it told me. In 2023, people were really, really feeling what you do. Ready? Let's take it from the top. Speaking of top, your top episode was Taylor Swift fan accounts and aesthetic photos with Alexis, countdown to Speak Now, Taylor's version. I'm thrilled that it was a Speak Now, Taylor's version episode. I am also thrilled that it was with Alexis. It's so cute. I sent her that and she was like, oh my gosh, like she was so excited. I'm very happy about that. It was streamed 999% more than my average episode, which is crazy and also like slightly embarrassing for my regular episodes, but also I don't care because I love that episode. All right, the next thing says, let's hear it for the new fans. 95% of my listeners discovered me in 2023, which means this year was crazy and I had such growth this year, which I'm so like I've definitely noticed, but I had like I'm so happy about. It was just so fun having new listeners, people who really made themselves known and were responding to like questions that I put out and all of that. And so, hello, if you are a new listener who discovered me really at any point, but a new listener at 2023, thank you so much. I really appreciate you sticking around. Yeah, that's so exciting. This says that Taylor Swift fan accounts and aesthetic photos with Alexis really brought them in. 19% of my new listeners started right there. So good. And I'm glad that they stayed, which is just amazing. All right, the next slide says, how does it feel to have gone global? You were streamed in 46 countries. United States was your top country with 48% of your total streams, which honestly, I think that it's really interesting that almost half of my streams come from the United States, but like not half of them do, because I just have this idea that, okay, my like family listens and that's it, but like they don't. I see I have like hundreds of subscribers on Spotify alone, so I'm not. I don't know, it doesn't logically make sense in my mind, but at the same time, it's so interesting that people listen. Like, this really gave me a reality check that people listen to my podcast, which is crazy. And I know that because I see the numbers, but it's just like, oh my gosh, like seeing it like this is crazy. All right, the next slide says, got any good postcards this year? You have the most new listeners in the United States, Mexico, Canada, India, and the United Kingdom, which is crazy. Your listeners have good taste, obviously, so what else are they into? Your listeners' top podcast genres were society and culture, comedy, and TV and film, which is very interesting. Your listeners' top music genres were pop, rap, contemporary, and country, or contemporary country. I was surprised by the rap, honestly, and I love you, so I'm kind of like, should I get more into rap music, like to be more like my listeners? I don't know, it's cool. So that was really fun. Your listeners definitely told their friends about you. This got me, this was so crazy. Your podcast was shared all over. 74% on Instagram, 22% via a direct link, 3% over text, and 1% on WhatsApp. What? Like, what? I don't even have WhatsApp. And I don't send podcasts over texts. Like, I don't know. That's absolutely crazy. So, yeah, it just makes me like laugh and just get so giddy that someone's WhatsApping their friend. Oh my gosh, listen to this podcast, you know? All right, next slide says, in fact, our most shared episode was Taylor Swift fangirling and Swiftie content creation with Sophia, counting time till 1989 Taylor's version. So both my Taylor Swift projects resulted in like the most listened to episode and the most shared episode. I'm so proud of that. Like, literally so proud. So proud of that. Because that was kind of a risk that I took this year. Even though from the outside, I know it's like, yeah, girl, you took a risk on podcasting about Taylor Swift. But my listeners like what they like on the show. And so pivoting in that way, I wasn't sure if it was going to pay off or like what. And so it really did. It was great. My podcast rating was 4.8. Can you feel the love? Yes, I do. This year, your listeners did more than just listen, they got talking. You published 17 polls, which received 141 votes. So amazed. I created 39 Q&As, which received 112 responses, which honestly is crazy because I feel like I get like Q&As. I'm like, should I ever do a Q&A? And this showed me like, yeah, you should. So, my episode that got the most audience engagement, and I'm really, 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 really proud of this. The one that got the most engagement is Taylor Swift Speak Now, Taylor's Version album review. I am absolutely just so excited about that because that is like those album reviews. Like, I stay up late. I have such a fun time. I'm like in my car doing those, and the fact that it got the most audience engagement is crazy. Also, listeners joined in 79 times. Like, what? I don't know, it's crazy. This year you turned your camera on, which this is not true. In 2023, you made two video episodes. I didn't turn my camera on. I barely even showed my face. So I don't know. I find that very funny. I really do. The next slide, are you a gardener? Okay, guys, this is absolutely crazy because your podcast saw some nice growth this year. My listeners improved by or increased by 396%. What? My streams increased by 249%. My followers increased by 167%. And my minutes created increased by 45%. I cannot believe that. This also blows my mind. I am a top 10 podcast for 290 fans. I'm a top 5 podcast for 203 fans. And I am the number one podcast for 58 fans. I am so happy about that and thank you so much. I just cannot get over that. It honestly just makes me super emotional. Like, what the heck? Thank you. Like, just seeing those numbers, I'm like, those are really good. For me, just being in my bedroom with a mic, I really like those numbers. They're really, really good, you know? Especially something that tops everything is the fact that it's just me. Most of the time. I mean, yes, my most shared episode was with a guest, and my most listened to episode was with a guest. But for the most part, y'all stay because it's just me. Like, people who stay for just me, like, I can never get over that, and that just makes me so excited. This says top fans listen to you 2.8 times more than your other listeners. 96% of my top listeners joined me for the first time this year, which is absolutely nuts. So it says, thank you for sharing your podcast with the world. The end. I am just absolutely stunned. I cannot believe it. I just can't believe it. So thank y'all so much for making this podcast year just be incredible. Like, I tried new things and I had guests on more often and I don't know, just some things that I was like, okay, is this gonna work? Like, are people gonna be like, oh, stop talking about Taylor Swift? And y'all really like showed up for it. You were so excited. So I just want to say thank you. I just can't believe this. And I loved reacting to this on the podcast. I love saving it for the podcast. So I really appreciate it. And yeah, this was great. I'm blushing and I gotta stop podcasting right now because I'm so excited. So anyway, I love you so much and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much. Bye.